get you down. There's some secrets I keep in the deepest, darkest parts of me that I don't spread around. The truth of the matter is I'm not well put together. My brain is like a hurricane, I'm here with the weather. Or better yet, a story, I'm good at storytelling. My mom was always yelling, I'm a modern day Magellan. When it came to the directions, I would never really get it. I would hear what they were saying, but somehow I just forget it. This got me into trouble, especially in school. The seasons change like the colors when you pee inside the pool. But eventually you're meant to meet your destiny, right? When we lived on Brandon Road, I used to pray every night. I wouldn't get in a fight, I said I acted too white. One day I snuck inside the class when everyone was outside. Got all of the lunch boxes, put them into a bag. Pissed inside of it, walked outside and put it into the trash. When it was lunchtime, the kids walked in a straight line to the cubbies for the yummies, but some of them started crying. The teachers found the bag of the class of Miss McKieran. They wanted to give them back, but some of them smelled like urine, so they ended up throwing them out. They said if they ever found out who did it, they would kick that kid out. So I never opened my mouth, I never confess. It feels good to get this shit off my chest. I wanna run away, 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 run away. Third grade, this is where it starts, and Uncle Willie died due to complications of his heart, and I ain't really know how to handle that shit at all. I spent most of the day with my cousins playing basketball. My cousins seemed happy as you'd hope to get. I remember making comments that were very inappropriate. It wasn't that I didn't love him, I missed him a lot. I don't think my body was ready for the initial shock of losing someone who was close to you. You cherish so intensely. I like to take a moment to apologize immensely. The problem is that with dealing with this kind of fear, I tend to laugh it off. But people think I'm insincere, especially dealing with women. I tend to get bored, then I start calling and writing, and then they feel so ignored. Then they call up their friends and say that he don't want me no more. Now everyone on campus hears the rumor that I'm a whore. I used to know this girl named Tamika. I used to make arrangements on the weekend, so I would get to see her. We go to the museum, have a picnic for lunch. I'm sending a text message just saying I miss you much. But one day she called me up and kinda broke my heart. Now it's hard for me to ever see a relationship start. I have random hookups, but I don't call them again. I maybe wanna chill, but don't have time for them as a friend. Well, they're not that interesting, so I end up blowing them off. Not necessarily intentionally, but enough to piss them off. To the point where I'm not invited to parties, and man, I just wanna say that I'm sorry, and I really wanna run away.